Lauren, I live right up the road from Baldwin Wallace, and I take great issue with some of the comments you're making on there today. In fact, I finally had the nerve to put my Trump sign on my front yard. My neighbors are also Trump fans, and they're too scared to because of radical Democrats. They're worried about getting a brick thrown through their window or paintball shot at their home. So, and I totally disagree that where you're saying Joe Biden is leading in the suburbs, and I think that's just fake. And I think you're just trying to see what you want to see with your research. So I totally disagree with your comments, and I'd like to hear your response.
Well, here's my response. Whatever political predispositions I might have or my colleagues might have at the Community Research Institute at Baldwin Wallace University, more than anything else in the world, we want our polling to be accurate, and we take great measures to make sure that it is. And so my comments on Biden leading in the suburbs are based strictly on the data and not on my opinion. Some of the things that we do in our polls to make sure that we are not underestimating Trump support in Ohio is that we weight by education so that people with college degree without college degrees are represented in the sample. And we also have caps in place on the urban and suburban vote. So the rural vote is not underrepresented in our polls. So everything that I'm saying is based strictly on the numbers and not based on what I'd like to see or what my political predispositions might be. Of course, you're free to disagree with me, but all I'm doing is reporting what the data say.